From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Anyone can have a dazzling movie star smile. At least that's the promise of all those teeth whiteners at the drugstore. So how white can you make your teeth with all those gels and bleaches? And really, how safe are they? Our medical contributor, Dr. Sidney Spiesel, has been brushing up on the subject. He's a pediatrician, and he writes a medical column for the online magazine Slate. And Sid, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you. Always nice to be here.
Now, I understand you've reviewed a new study about tooth whiteners, and tell us about that study.
Well, it was a comprehensive study done under the direction of Dr. Hana Hassan, who was a dentist at the University of Michigan. And she put together, she looked at about 400 papers in the literature on tooth whiteners, and she was kind of looking for things that were very specific. She wanted only products that could be used at home. She wanted products that where you had some basis of comparison. Either the tooth whitener was compared with another tooth whitener or was compared with placebo. And she wanted studies where the measurement could be done objectively and over a two-week visit.
So these aren't the laser tooth whitening that you'd get in the doctor's office. These are like the Crest white strips or those gels that the doctor can give you.
Yes, or that you can just walk in the drugstore and buy yourself in the dental aisles these days. Some are these gels, and some are paint-on films that the dentists will paint on your teeth, and others are these whitening strips that you can apply to your teeth.
And how well do they work?
Well, actually, surprisingly, they work pretty well, in at least in the short term. The gels work best, but they have the downside of having a little bit more irritation. Your teeth become a little bit more sensitive. Your gums become a little bit irritated sometimes with the gels. But the gels work pretty well. The whitening strips work almost as well, and the paint-on films not quite as well. But they're definitely using the objective measurements, either a colorimeter, an electronic machine that measures change in the color of your teeth, or some really darling little pseudo teeth that are made in a set of different colors that somebody can hold up next to your teeth to compare. There was no question that there was objective improvement by all of these products.
And then, you know, you've got to wonder, putting all these chemicals in your mouth and sometimes sleeping with them in your mouth, are they safe?
All I can tell you is that in the short term, they seem safe. Nobody has really looked at these things in a long-term way. One of the things I found interesting in reading these studies is that the active materials, and there are only two active materials really that account for about virtually all of these products. One is hydrogen peroxide in different concentrations, and the other is some stuff called carbamide peroxide. Both act by releasing oxygen, and the free oxygen is what really bleaches the teeth. And what was interesting is in the few studies that have been done where they looked at it in a kind of critical way, it turned out that the active ingredients penetrated very, very quickly into the enamel and through the enamel and into the dentin and actually into the pulp really within minutes of application. But as I say, we really don't know about any harms, any long-term harms. There may be, there may not be.
Would you use it?
I haven't used it. Sometimes I go into the bathroom and smile at the mirror and I think, but then again, I'm a very conservative guy, so probably not.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School. He's also a medical writer for the online magazine Slate. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you.